This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 677, Healthy, High Scoring, Speaking Part 3 Answers.
You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Find out why our strategies are the most powerful in the IELTS world and get your free video masterclass at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. Now, let's get to the show.
Today, you'll hear Lindsay and I answer some tough Speaking Part 3 questions about diet, lifestyle, and the government. Listen up and take notes. Hey, Lindsay, what's happening?
Hey, not much, Jessica. We are in February and I'm feeling good. I'm feeling good. We've got this review contest going on here. Yeah. So yeah. What could listeners win if they would be entered into a drawing if they leave us a review? What could they get if they're lucky?
Yeah, guys. Yeah, we're going to choose one random reviewer, regardless of what you say in your review, right? So be honest with us. We're going to choose one random reviewer, and you get to have a 15-minute level check with me on Skype. So you can ask me any of your IELTS questions, and I can let you know if I think you're ready to take the exam, or maybe you should prepare for another month or two. So this could be very useful, you guys. So leave us a review for the podcast. You can talk about your favorite episode or how we've helped you, why you like us, and maybe if you think we should change anything. So be totally honest, you guys. Leave us a review in iTunes or Stitcher or any of the podcast players that you're using.
Absolutely. We can't wait to read your review, guys. So today, Jessica, we're going to do some sample answers, right? So we're getting into Speaking Part 3. So what is Speaking Part 3 all about anyways?
Speaking Part 3 is all about questions about the world at large. So about culture, society, government, trends, stuff like that. So they're not personal questions about you. And that is the most common mistake people make on Speaking Part 3 is answering about only themselves right away. So remember that you totally can talk about yourself and your personal experience and definitely your personal observations of the world, but answer the question directly first and then support that with these personal notions.
Okay, that's very different from, you know, Speaking Part 2, where we might tell a story. Isn't that right?
Yeah, exactly. Speaking Part 1 and Part 2 are all about you. You just talk about how awesome you are. No, you talk about only yourself. It's kind of an ego boost, it should be, right? We could talk about how like wonderful we are and how healthy we are and we exercise and we shop, I don't know. Whatever you get asked about in Speaking Part 1. And then Part 2 is like you get to tell a cool story. And you know what? I'm surprised by how often I'm tricked by students who have totally made up a story. Like this, I'm so gullible. This has happened so often in personal coach, guys, like when I'm doing a mock speaking test with students and they do like a stellar Part 2 answer. Like it's such a cool story. And after that, I'm like, oh my gosh, did that really happen? They're like, no,
I totally oh my gosh. Oh, Three Keys students are so awesome because they know they can make it up. They know they can embellish and add details. Yeah. That is so cool. That's so cool.
I know. So great. I get tricked all the time. So that's part one and part two, guys. And then, as we said, part three is more general, right? Abstract about the world at large.
Yes, I love it. So let's dive into a couple of sample answers then for part three. And we're talking about diet and lifestyle, right? Didn't we have a question from a student?
Yeah, from one of our awesome subscribers on YouTube. Guys, remember that I come out with 2 YouTube videos every week. There's over like 340 videos on there, you guys. It's huge. It's such a good resource. So definitely, if you're not a subscriber, subscribe now. Go to YouTube and IELTS Energy TV is the name of our channel. And what I would super love, guys, is when you come across a video that has really helped you or opened your IELTS eyes in some way, share it on your Facebook, share it on social media somewhere, guys. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, that is awesome. That's awesome. So guys, check that out. If you're more of a video watcher than a podcast listener, then go on over to IELTS Energy TV. I love it. So good.
Yeah. A subscriber, Malika Zarabi, said, "Hi there. Please make a sample answer about diet and healthy lifestyle and the government's responsibility for encouraging people to lead a healthy life." So we came up with some Speaking Part 3 questions about these topics, and Lindsay and I are going to give you our spontaneous answers.
Exactly. So I'll take the first one. I'm ready.
Let's do it. You are. Listen to you. Okay. Lindsay, how important is diet in order to have a healthy lifestyle?
Wow, that is such a good question. I would say that diet is of the utmost importance when it comes to living a healthy lifestyle, because I think of diet as one of those keystone habits, as they call it, right? It's one of those habits that if you have your diet straight, if you're eating well, it can affect all of your other habits, because you tend to look at yourself with more respect. You feel better overall. Physically, you sleep better, you know, you work out better, and you just feel better in general, less aches and pains. And so for that reason and many others, I think that diet is absolutely crucial if we want to live a healthy lifestyle.
That was fantastic. So a couple cool phrases that Lindsay used to emphasize her strong opinion of the utmost importance. And then at the end, that was a really nice summary, like, for that reason and for many others, right? Mm-hmm. So great. Guys, you definitely need to take notes on our answers today.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, when it comes to, so I shared this idea about the keystone habit, because I think I had read that a couple of authors had, it's kind of a theory that a few people who have researched habits. So the point is having material in your mind because you've been reading stuff, like you've been exposing yourself to ideas, right? That's the key right there. You've been reading up, you've been maybe reading the health section of the newspaper. So you have something to say there. Right?
Yeah. That's huge. Totally. Yeah. That's awesome. And you know what, guys? It's worth it just to go to a bookstore on the weekend and just browse some of the magazines, right? Browse the health and fitness ones, browse the economy financial ones, browse the pop culture ones. So yeah. I think that's a cool habit to add to your study plan. Like once or twice a month, it's free. Just go to the bookstore and read the magazines. Hello, IELTS Energy listeners. Remember to get your special bonus for being a loyal podcast fan. Get into the Three Keys IELTS Success System now. Go to allearsenglish.com/basic or allearsenglish.com/coach and get your bonus lesson, how to wake up the examiner for your speaking test.
It also adds a lot of confidence, because when we know that we're like up on what's going on, we have interesting ideas to share, we've been reading the news, we feel this sense of like bulletproof confidence that like they could throw anything at me and I could give them an answer because I have stuff to say, you know?
Totally.
It's good.
Yeah.
It's really good. Yeah. Okay.
Exactly. Okay. I'm ready.
All right. Here we go. So Jessica, would you say that people generally have healthy diets in your country?
No. I think my country, not I think, I know for sure. I know for a fact that America is pretty famous for having a stereotypically unhealthy person. I think the idea of an American in the minds of a lot of foreigners, right, would be, you know, sort of very overweight. I know for many years we were the most obese country in the world. I think Australia surpassed us a few years ago. But, you know, that's not a claim to fame that I want. That's not a title that I'm proud of. So I hope that other countries have surpassed us. But yeah, in general, no. Americans have huge portion sizes, too much grease and salt and fat and carbohydrates. And so unfortunately, no. But where I live, it's not like that, but hopefully it gets better for everyone else.
Awesome. I love it. I loved your emphasis here. You know, you probably improved your pronunciation score because you said, "Oh yeah, no way." Right. You really reacted. And I felt that variety in your intonation. That was pretty cool. Sounded very natural.
I think that's a nice thing to add to your practice, you guys, for at least one or two questions. Could be part one, but probably part three when presented with a question that will evoke maybe a negative idea or an admission of something not great about where you come from. I think approaching it like that right away, just like, oh, whoa, just having that really natural native reaction is really good for your score for sure.
It is so good. And I also, okay, just to add, just real quick before we go to the next one, a couple of things I liked in your vocabulary. You said claim to fame. That's a nice phrase that you guys could use. And also surpass, to surpass. That's a fancy word that means to kind of go beyond. So those are good ones.
Surpass is a great verb. Guys, definitely come back to the blog post for this episode. Come back to IELTS.allearsenglish.com. And this is episode 677. You should be taking notes, yes, but I'll take some notes too. So come back to the blog post, guys, and you'll see this vocab. Okay, we have one more question. And Lindsay, this is for you. Okay, do you think that the government should have a role in making people healthier?
Oh boy, you know, this is a super controversial question, right? Especially in our country, the country of quote unquote freedom, where people don't want the government kind of moving into their lives and controlling them. But to be honest, although my opinion might not be that popular in the US in general, I would say that we can't help ourselves. So the government needs to step in some ways. And some good examples of that where it's happened in, for example, in New York City, I've seen that New York City banned the Big Gulp in, you know, which is a very, very ridiculously large, I think it's 64 ounce size soda, so that people in New York just can no longer buy a soda of that size because no one needs a soda of that size. I think another good thing that our government could do and should do, honestly, is tax cigarettes like crazy. They should just tax them at 50% because that would be a good motivating factor for people to start quitting. I think there are certain things that the government could do within reason, of course, to control our health. Absolutely.
That was so good. So some highlights there, guys. The way that Lindsay started was awesome. You're like, oh boy.
Did I say that?
That's so fun. You're like, oh boy, you know. And then to say quote unquote freedom. I think we've talked about how to use quote unquote before. I'll look for that and I'll link to it in the blog post for this episode, you guys. But quote unquote freedom to be like, people call it that, although it's not literal, right? You're kind of being sarcastic, like, freedom, quote unquote. And then like the government needs to step in. That's nice. Like take action. And then the last, a motivating factor. So that was lots of good vocab in there. Good.
Yeah.
I totally agree though. The government needs to like, needs to do something because exactly like if it's literally killing people and it is, right? Being unhealthy. Yeah. Maybe help us out a little bit.
Maybe a certain thing. I mean, especially when it comes to, I mean, this is getting into the content, but especially when it comes to, you know, the fact that we're paying more for these people to be in the hospital, to have like bypass surgery because they drank the 64 ounce sodas. So like we're all paying for it, you know, so why not just demotivate them from drinking that or not allow it? I don't know. But it's a sticky subject for sure, because people feel like there's too much control of the government and that can also be, you know, dangerous. So yes.
Yeah, but I'm not one of those people.
You're not. I know. Anyway, I know your politics.
Another topic. All right. Okay, guys. So we would love to hear your answer to this question. Put it in your review of the show. Answer today's question and or ask us an IELTS question. And we could give you a shout out on a future episode and answer your query as well as maybe you'll, you know, be chosen to have the 15-minute session with me. So leave us a review, guys.
Yeah. All right. This has been great. And guys, remember, the IELTS is all about, you know, communicating, getting into these interesting topics. So don't be afraid of it. And don't be afraid to show your personality and your opinion, right? That's what gets you that higher score. It's not being stiff and being boring and being formal. It's about articulating what you think.
Right. Exactly, you guys. And we show you how to do that in the course. So go to allearsenglish.com/basic or allearsenglish.com/coach. And you could get high scores just like our other students.
Yeah, all right. This has been great. Okay, Jessica, thanks for hanging out. I'll see you back on here very soon.
All right. Sounds good. Bye, Lindsay.
All right. Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again and see you soon.